Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's NASDAQ Dorsey Wright podcast for Monday, May the 24th. I'm Jay Gregnani, and here joining me this week is Ian Saunders. And for those of you who may be watching this recording via YouTube, we're coming to you live from the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright office in Richmond, Virginia, as our office is beginning to open back up here. And so great to be here with everybody this week. A lot going on in the markets, and especially this month, with May historically being a month that invokes a lot of volatility, at least in many investors' minds, with the whole sell in May and go away adage. And we've certainly seen the market fall on a bit of volatility here in the month of May. So what we wanted to do today is go through a discussion of where things stand with respect to a number of our overall indicators, but also dive a little bit deeper into a discussion around the technology sector in general. And technology for the past number of years really has been the best performing sector of the market. The large cap growth space has been the best performing area of the market for the past number of years now. However, we have certainly seen some holes in that here in 2021, where technology is no longer the best performing sector. As a matter of fact, so far this year, through almost 5 months of the year, through about 4.5 months, technology sector at large is currently the worst performing sector of the market. Now, worst performing sector so far this year still has not been bad. It's single digit positive gains, 4 to 5% for the technology sector, while the S&P is up 10%. But you've got leadership sectors that have come from other areas of the market that have been, frankly, very, very weak sectors historically in recent years. In particular, energy is the best performing sector. And so when you and then after that, financials, energy, XLE, which is the Energy Select Sector Spider, is up over 30%. And financials, interestingly enough, are up over 20% as well. So energy, financials, a couple sectors that tend to be more value focused, more value bias sectors at the top of the performance spectrum. Technology, obviously very much synonymous with more growth investment style, has been weak this year. And, you know, when we look underneath the hood, the technology sector is a very, very important sector for the market, and in particular for the S&P 500, as it accounts for about a quarter of the movement in the S&P 500, with technology sector being about a 24% weight. And so, you know, while we've seen that sector very, very strong for a number of years now, we've begun to see some weakness within that sector from a relative strength perspective, but also from a trending perspective, whereas there's still some positive developments happening in technology right now. But what we've seen recently is we've seen the percent of technology stocks, and we look at all of the technology stocks in our system, and we see what percent of those are in positive trends or trading above their bullish support line. And right now we're looking at about almost 700 stocks in the technology sector. So that's going to take everything from your large of your large, your Apples and Microsofts of the world, all the way down to your smaller and mid-cap companies, but about 700 in total that we're tracking. And we've recently seen the percent of those stocks go from seeing percent of stocks in positive trends, cross below 50%. And what that means is a majority of technology stocks are now in negative trends. About 47% of stocks are in positive trends. So there certainly are stocks that are in the technology sector that are continuing to trend positively. However, with that shift, it just puts the technology sector under a little bit more scrutiny today. And so historically, that 50% line has been a good line to watch. If you're above that, that typically means you've got a lot of breadth across the sector, a lot of strength. You know, all the rising tide is really lifting all boats there. That might not be the case anymore with technology, but certainly something to watch. And as we're looking out today and we look at the strength, you see technology in say the Dolly rankings and a couple other areas are kind of middling, and they haven't fallen all the way to the bottom, but kind of right in the middle of the road there. So again, what that means is there's some positive stocks within there. There's some negative stocks, certainly an area to keep an eye on. But a little bit different perspective, Ian, if you look at some of the shorter term indicators from the technology sector, like bullish percents and some other areas, are beginning to see some interesting signs here recently after quite a bit of volatility has come into that sector over the past few weeks.
They certainly are, Jay. And as you mentioned, I mean, we saw from the longer term perspective, the positive trend chart dipping down to the PTEC chart for technology dipping down to that chart level of 46%. And those positive trend charts are typically not something that we see move all that much. But an indicator that does move a little bit more frequently is going to be a little bit more near to intermediate term focus is what we call the bullish percent charts, which simply measures the percentage of stocks in a given basket. So in this case, in the technology sector, that are on a current buy signal on their respective point and default point and figure charts. So looking at that bullish percent reading for the broader technology space, we saw that reading get down into pretty low field position as well. With the pullback that we saw in much of the technology sector, that reading dipped down to 30% earlier this month. So it actually fell lower than it did in March of this year. It only got down to 32% in March. We saw a little bit of an uptick there in April. And then all of a sudden, May came back around and it dipped all the way back down to 30%. But movement last week, a little bit of this near-term improvement we've seen from some of these technology names, maybe some names that were getting down into some more oversold territory, saw a solid kind of rebound over the last few days, caused the indicator to reverse back up into a column of X's on May 20th, and has actually climbed a bit higher to a current chart reading of 44%. So this does indicate that we are seeing some near-term demand come back into the picture. Whether or not this translates over to the longer-term picture on the positive trend side of things for technology is definitely something we'll continue to need to keep an eye on. But when you're looking down at the subsector perspective within the technology group, you can really see more of the same picture that you're seeing here. Most of the positive trend charts for these subsector groups for technology, we're talking technology hardware, semiconductors, software, those type of spaces. Those positive trend charts are still in a column of those, still lower. Now, some are much lower than others. You have areas like software, which were among some of the hardest hit earlier on in the technology pullback, that is still sitting down at a chart level of 36%. So that's saying that we have 64% of the software stocks are in a negative trend. Certainly not a good picture from a longer term perspective for that area. Whereas some other areas, technology hardware, semiconductors, those positive trend charts continue to remain above the 50% level. So definitely an area to keep an eye on there. If you have any individual positions within any of those spaces, if we do see things turn around, start to see further deterioration, keeping an eye on those longer term positive trend PT indicators for the subsector groups could be a prudent route to take. But in looking again at the near term picture, we did see all of the subsector bullish percent charts actually reversed back up into a column of X's over the course of the past week. So we're seeing that near-term participation come back into the space from a broad perspective. But again, it kind of time will tell whether or not that translates over to the longer-term picture. In looking at another area to view that kind of longer-term strength or longer-term movement that we see from the technology space, one way we can do that is through the asset class group scores page that we have on the system. This is going to be taking all technology-related ETFs and mutual funds and grouping them together to get an average fund score for the group as a whole. We do this for actually 135 different groups, and then obviously all the domestic equity sectors would be included in there. And we also do this for the S&P 500 index funds, kind of our core equity market benchmark on the asset class group scores page. The S&P 500 index funds, even with the technology deterioration, continues to remain in very elevated territory. It's actually ticked up a bit higher over the course of the past several weeks because of other groups falling lower than its ranking and score. It's sitting at an average fund score of 4.21 to give it an equity core percentile rank of 92%. So it's scoring in the 92nd percentile of all groups we track on the system. Technology, a little bit different story. That group had been among one of the higher scoring areas for a prolonged period of time, and this deterioration has caused it to drop to a recent average fund score reading of 3.22 there on the asset class group scores page. Now, this reading has ticked up a little bit over the course of the past couple days with some of the improvement we've seen in technology, but it still is at very low position relative to that S&P 500 index fund group. And that's actually a very rare occurrence looking throughout the historical scores of those two areas. We have score history going back to November of 2003, and this is actually the largest lead that the S&P 500 index funds group has had over technology from a score perspective since 2006. So it's been quite a prolonged run to see. A lot of times you'll see that those two areas will move very similarly in score, especially over the past several years. But we're seeing this pullback in technology has certainly been demonstrated there from a score perspective. And again, it's, you know, a little bit of an uptick over the course of the past couple of days. Looks like technology is up a percent or two, at least at the time of this reporting this afternoon. So definitely an area to keep an eye on for to see if this kind of near-term rise from oversold territory is something that is going to be taken into account from a longer-term perspective there, Jeff.
Yeah, that is interesting to watch. I mean, and certainly it's clear that technology is and has taken a breather here this year and has moved out of what we would consider to be a very dominant leadership position in terms of its ranking towards a sector that is more middle of the pack when we look at it. You know, across the board, though, if you look at a lot of kind of your big FANG type of stocks, which those are the ones that typically get to be synonymous with technology and growth in general, a majority of those are still in positive trends. So a majority of those large cap areas are still in positive trends. Your Apples, your Microsofts of the world. So, you know, that is also a positive sign, especially for some of the broad-based technology indexes, you know, things like XLK, the Select Sector Spider ETF. But again, an area that is certainly worth continuing to watch and continuing to keep an eye on, especially for some of those individual stocks. And if we do see some of this get back onto solid footing and as these bullish percents reverse up, it'll be also important to watch those PT charts to see if they're able to get back above 50%, which would be a positive sign for the technology sector. So we'll certainly continue to watch that today. To put that into a little bit of perspective, we talked about the PT chart being below 50% for technology. Out of the 11 sectors, technology and healthcare are the only two currently that have PT, so sector positive trend chart readings, that is below 50%. And saying that another way, 9 out of the 11 broad sectors positive trend charts are above 50%, which means the majority of stocks within all of those sectors are in positive trends today. So that in and of itself is certainly bullish and positive. And when you look at that number on just the S&P 500 itself, it's about 90%. So there's nearly 90% of stocks that are in the S&P 500 index that are in positive trends today. Again, the fact that that's above 50% is a bullish, is a generally healthy sign for the market. If you see that drop below 50%, that would turn that chart negative, but that'll be something to watch. You know, even as we saw a healthy pullback here recently, you know, in the month of May for the market, as we're recording this, the S&P 500, both the default chart and both the longer term 20 point chart have actually returned to buy signals on their individual charts. So the long-term trends for the broad-based market indices remain positive here, in particular the S&P 500, and the fact that they're getting back to buy signals today, approaching, getting back within a couple of percent of those highs is again, certainly a positive thing. With today's market action coming into today, the S&P 500 was down about 50 basis points for the month. Today's market action, though, will certainly turn the month-to-date numbers for the S&P 500 positive and continue the double-digit performance that we've seen so far out of the market this year. So with that said, you know, I think that's about what we wanted to cover today. You know, general market update, things by and large remain healthy for equities across the board. Technology is something that is continually worth being very, very diligent about exposure within the portfolio. We've seen a lot of those individual names, even the ones that are in positive trend, a lot of those names just kind of consolidate here over the course of the past 6-8 months or so, as we've seen the indexes pushed to new highs. So we'll see how this consolidation ultimately resolves itself. If you're finding yourself holding some individual technology stocks that are breaking down, moving into negative trends, very important to take action on those, as you're just not seeing the breadth of participation across the board. There are a lot of times in those types of situations, it's harder to get bailed out of negatively trending stocks versus if you have a situation where a majority or a vast majority of the stocks are just trending positively. So with that said, Ian, appreciate you as always joining us this week. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to our discussions. Appreciate the time and thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you next week.